Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back, live at Cobo Stew, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Everything you need to celebrate, swing by your local Academy store or shop online for the officially licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. Cobo's Q's where we're at. People starting to file in.
Did you ever win a championship?
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With state?
High school. Yeah, state. We won state.
Y'all won state?
Highest 6A in Illinois. Yeah.
Oh, you had a 6A then?
Well, maybe it was 5A at the time.
But the highest.
But the highest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good feeling.
Oh, yeah.
When
you
want to
talk
that?
About a party. The animals party.
I bet y'all partied pretty hard.
We partied hard.
You know what question I hate? The question I hate that Houston sports fans ask is okay, where does this championship rate with the other championships? I just think it's such a there's always recency bias. You always remember how you felt. I never ever want to compare and say, well, this is better than this. Like, to win your first championship as a lifelong Houston sports fan like I was, I had my heart ripped out by Phi Slamma Jamma, Oilers, one version of Oilers, a second version of Oilers, 80s Astros, 86 Astros, 2000. That first Rockets championship was something that is a standalone. Then the second one, it was against all odds. It was so unexpected, and Clyde Drexler came home. Then you get the Astros in 17, where they just refused to quit, coming from 100 lost seasons. And then this year, you know, you see total dominance, and all the Hollywood, you know, Dusty wins his first. Verlander wins his first. Verlander gets over the hump in a game where he gives up a home run and then bears down and buckles down. Fromber emerges and sets a major league record on the quality fronts. Christian Javier may be the best pitcher in Major League Baseball right now. He couldn't even get in until the fourth start of the World Series. Jordan's towering home run.
He's Major League Baseball, MLB Network's preseason Cy Young favorite.
He or Castillo are going to be the guys.
They're going to be. Yeah.
Then you have, you know, Jordan starting the playoffs with this incredible walk-off home run, and then his titanic blast sixth inning, which felt like a game ender, honestly. You could tell Philadelphia was just buried. The story of Jeremy Pena, you know, out of nowhere. Just so many storylines. That's why I don't like comparing them, because they're all great. Like, it's just there's not one is better than the other. The most recent one is the one that you're most attached to. But having this opportunity as a sports fan to experience four championships, and that's just if you don't, you know, count Comets. There's people who are Comets fans. It's been unbelievable, but one of the things that we talked about this morning is all of the articles that are coming out now by baseball writers that are putting into perspective this Astros run from 17 to 22. It's unlike anything they've seen in Major League Baseball. You got to go back into the 40s to find people who are doing what they're doing. Their consistency, winning two championships. And, yeah, that was huge. Winning another World Series. We talked about it with Dustin during the break.
If they didn't win this, then if they
how about what happened in Game 7?
Yeah.
What would have happened there?
No. If they didn't win this, they'd be the Braves.
Yeah.
They'd be the Braves. And they've won this.
You're now the Warriors.
Now,
multiple titles.
Yeah, multiple titles.
Multiple times there.
Yeah.
You got the Yankees or the Rockets. Aaron Judge is James Harden. It's all panning out now. It's all on brand. They can't get past us. We've got great homegrown talent like Clay, Draymond, Steph.
That's true.
We added Justin Verlander, also known as Kevin Durant. So, yeah, there's a lot of similar. I like the comparison to the Warriors because they don't ever fall off. Like, they had the one injury year, just like our 20. Warriors don't fall off. There's a consistent level of excellence, and that's what you have with the Astros. There's a consistent level of excellence that come from within. And their GM, Bob Myers, and you look at Leno and what Click have done, it's been phenomenal. Yes, and I will say this. You hear that in the background? Please turn it up even more. This is great, RJ, because this is what's happening. Right now, Lord Vader is marching through Major League Baseball, and you want to get choked? Because I can tell you this. If you get out of line, we will lift our hands up, and Christian Javier will literally choke you. He choked the life out of Philadelphia.
Dell says they're the Heatles. No, no.
They're not the Heatles.
No, it's homegrown talent, not bought. LeBron.
Store-bought.
Phony LeBron.
Stop.
And Chris Bosh.
Stop. Don't listen to him.
Dell, you don't know nothing about baseball.
He's trying to jam his heat. He's trying to coattail our Astros
with
his heat.
Yeah, no, he's trying. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're great like my Heatles.
This reminds me of the Miami Hurricanes from 1991.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, that's not what it is, Dell.
That's terrible.
It's not what it is.
They're not the Heatles.
We're not the Heatles. By the way, if you're going to the parade, better go now. You'll just have to stand around for 3 hours, but look at all the people who are walking there.
Yeah.
This place is
crazy.
Yeah.
Live at Cobos Q, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Let's get a couple of calls in here. Who's next? Who's up next?
Steve
is next. What's up, Steve?
Hey. Are you looking for a comparison of a franchise with a long-term winning, building and developing people from within? Everybody says it's, everybody hates them and says it's because they cheat. How about the Patriots?
Not yet. That's too many titles yet. They don't have the Patriots titles yet.
They're more Warriors than Patriots. Eventually, now they do have the – everyone hates the Warriors too. Don't
kid
yourself.
The Warriors are four now.
People hate the Warriors.
That's why I'm not sure it's the Warriors either.
Well, it's relatively speaking. I mean, they don't have as much competition. Baseball, you don't go back to – basketball, you go back to back.
If the Chiefs win this year, it's the Chiefs.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. But basketball is easier to go back-to-back. There's only like 4 to 5 teams that have any chance. In baseball, it's hard to go back-to-back. When's the last back-to-back title in baseball?
Before the century.
That's what I'm saying. It's not easy to go back-to-back. In basketball, if you got the best team, the Astros get there. But even when you get there, somebody gets hot, like the Braves, like the Phillies. The injuries. Jose Altuve had a hurt hamstring in the game.
Yeah.
A broken finger for Alex Bregman. Yuli was out with the knee. Do you know what you may have had to field in Game 7? Lance McCullers with Aledmys Diaz.
At third.
At third. At second. I mean, Jose would gut it out.
He
would have gutted it out.
He would have played. All right. Is that all you wanted? Did he hang up?
David Hensley at second.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next? What up, Foo?
Hey, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó, Foo? ¿Qué pasó, carnales? Hey, Lance, congratulations, Foo. You got your championship. You deserve it, Foo.
Yeah. I did. Thanks, Foo.
Hey, has that ball landed from Jordan yet? It's not in Japan yet when they dropped the bomb?
No, it's not in Japan yet. It landed. It had to only because there were seats there. It's the only reason.
I didn't see that because I was drinking too many Modelos, fool.
Mm-hmm. Fool.
Hey, but congratulations.
Did you get torn
to
up, fool?
Houston. Hey, congratulations to the city of Houston, the Astros. And, hey, I just wiped my butt with the Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, no. Hopefully there's no jalapeno peppers on that.
Wow, because that'll hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, fool. He
keep
wiped his butt with a Philly cheese steak.
From your booty. Keep them away from your booty.
Yeah. They're going to get you anyway. If you eat them, they'll eventually get there anyway.
Let's get another one in here. Who? Lou. What up, Lou?
Hello. Good morning, champions. Especially
good morning,
Lance Airline, since he finally got it.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was something that I'm proud that they were – that they did this for me and, for the city also by proxy. But it's a good feeling for me to be a champion.
So in the beginning of the season, we kept hearing, what is Fromber going to do without Carlos Correa? You know what he did? He came out and just threw unlimited strikeouts. Mm-hmm. and then how do the Astros go from Carlos Correa to a Jeremy Pena. And I'll tell you why. As a half Dominican, because what's better than a Puerto Rican? A Dominican.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't either.
Now, I love me Dominican players. I'm not going to lie. Started with Cesar Cedeno, so I've been down with Dominican baseball players for the longest.
How about Jeremy shouting out to his Dominicans in Spanish after on the stage? How about it? That is awesome. People were asking what he was saying. He was just shouting out to his Dominican people. That was good stuff.
713-780-3776. Can you truly believe the amount of swagger that Fromber has now? Like, that was a guy who used to get nervous. Fromber is unshakable. Christian Javier is.
No.
The fact his nickname's the Reptile is really. But Fromber literally, nothing bothers him.
I still want to know why Javier kept looking in the. I mean, when he kept looking in the dugout. I don't know if guys were. When on his and Javier start, go back if you got it. If you still
was he getting his calls from the dugout?
No. Well, he might have. You know what? There might have been get him to Maldonado from the dugout. But there are very few times you'll see a pitcher just looking over.
Maybe a habit
all the time, in between every pitch.
Maybe
over there. Maybe it was. But
I didn't notice that.
Maybe the guys were just come on, keep it going. Maybe that's what they were doing. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number. Right now, though. Underdog
Fantasy. That's what you got to download. You got to go to the Underdog app and download it for your smartphone if you haven't already. Make sure you use promo code Lance because that's where you get the hookup. They will match up to $100 of your first deposit. Up to $100 of your first deposit. That's what happens when you go with Underdog Fantasy and you use my promo code Lance. It's such a great – I mean, you play daily fantasy, so you could play – you literally could have played the game last night between the Titans and the Chiefs. You could draft head-to-head against people on that one. They do things where they have the Thursday night game and the Sunday night game tied up. You can do the whole weekend slate. But you can also go with their pick'em. In the pick'em format, you go higher or lower on statistics. You go higher for catches or maybe higher for strikeouts for the Astros. You could have been doing that. You would have just cashed in. Lower on statistics. Higher or lower for basketball, for baseball, for football, for golf. Pretty much everything is in there. They have a rival section where you pick the winner between two different types of players. You pick anywhere from two winners up to five winners on the highs and lows, and you are going to get a big fat multiplier. Just two. Just pick two right, and you're getting three times your original play. You pick five of them right, you're getting 20 times your original play. That's real money, folks, and you do it with your skill level, because if you know your sport, make sure that you're benefiting with my friends over at Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com. You can check them out there. Just download the app and get started with promo code Lance. They'll match up to $100 your first deposit. It's Underdog Fantasy.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time to talk about my man Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And if you're looking for the best way to improve, I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff in here. You can tell when a bar puts their thought into it, when they put and they put their money into it. You need a great bar. If you've got a bar, you want Jeff Aronoff did it over at Damaris Barbecue, and that thing's going to last forever. It's a beautiful bar. If you want to improve your bar, you need marble, you need granite, you need stone, you need flooring, you need cabinets, you need whatever it is that you need to improve in your home or your business, you've got it at Absolute Marble and Granite. It's perfect. It's so easy. It's so wonderful. Jeff will come to your home. He'll give you design. He'll design it for you. He'll help you pick out everything. You don't know anything about this stuff. He does it every single day. He designs it every day and installs it or whatever it is every single day. So he knows. He'll do it. He will help your business or your home look spectacular. Got to be a big job or Jeff's not doing it. It's only big jobs only at Jeff Aronoff's Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, live at Cobos Q. 2012 Rust. They're delivering a beer right now. He ordered more Coors Lights, Raul did. So get on over here and get your Coors Light on. That's my man right there drinking that Coors Light. I like it. I like it. Where's my? I'm not drinking right now. I will, though. I know you can't be drunk all day unless you start in the morning. That's right. But I'm holding it up. You guys, I love that. Picking up, drinking them Coors Light. You got Coors Lights over there, too? Very well done. Oh, what is she drinking? What is wrong? Is she a keeper? I'm not sure. Okay. All right.
Because somebody's drinking water now?
Drinking water? Drinking water, really, on parade day? Okay. Really?
Hey, depends on how the weekends you had. Some people had some rough weekends.
Man. Oh, yeah, I did. I know that. Academy Sports and Outdoors, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's brought to you. We are out here. Thanks to Academy doing this. And you get to an Academy store and pick up, or online, pick up your licensed jerseys, tees, caps, and more. 713-780-3776, your show, whatever you want to talk about. All you got to do is – and oh, by the way, if you're drinking Coors Lights, we're buying, okay? Get on over here to Cobos Q, and we're buying your Coors Lights. Did you pay for them yet? You have an open tab? We got them, okay? We got your Coors Light over there, not whatever she's drinking. That's crap, okay? So if you're drinking Coors Lights, get on over here to Cobos Q, and we're picking it up today. So that, we love it. Thank you, Coors Light. Thank you, Raul. Raul's ordered more Coors Lights, so they will be here for you. 713-780-3776 is the number. Who's first up there, RJ?
Mr. Wood.
Mr. Wood? I thought he was dead.
I don't know what he is.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Hey, Mr. Wood.
Doing? Good.
Well, I just want to say that the Houston Astros, they are cheaters. It's like they cheated in 2017. They cheated in this World Series in Game 2. We still don't know what Christian Javier had in his glove in Game 2. When
or
he
what
did.
Jordan had in his bat.
What who had in their bat?
Jordan. He had a cork bat. That's already out there.
No, the pitcher. Then who was
no,
the pitcher
but I'm saying
Jordan had a cork
Jordan
bat.
Jordan corked his bat for the home run, too. And Christian Javier had a cork bat on his single.
They Christian cheated Vasquez. In 2017.
I
they
know.
They cheated in this World Series.
In the 19. And, go and to 19. The buzzers. Buzzer year. You left out 19. We cheated 19 with buzzers.
Did y'all win in 19? Did y'all win in
no,
19?
But we beat
well,
the
we
Yankees.
Well, we cheated to get
and
there.
And we cheated to get there. Please stop pulling up on the cheating stuff. We put all the cheating on the
we
table.
We cheated every year.
We cheated with the Apple Watches. Oh, that was
the
Red
Yankees.
Sox Yankees. Yeah. We cheated with all the steroid guys. Oh, that was Yankees again.
Yeah.
And San Francisco and all that. But, yes, we cheated, and we keep cheating you. Corked bats. We had cork bats. We have Stick'Em. We have Spider Tech. Yes.
Yes.
And what?
And buzzers.
And what? And buzzers.
And buzzers. We still got buzzers.
Electric Band-Aids. And, but what, Mr.
Yeah.
Wood? What? Yeah, cheated and a title. We're
yeah,
going to stay cheating. We're going to stay cheating. What?
What? Two titles.
Two titles.
Two cheating titles. Two cheating
and
titles.
And still undefeated champion of the world, the cheating Astro.
That's right. Call us cheaters. I don't care. I'm leaning into it. I hope they cheat their asses off for the next 30 years.
I
want them to stay cheating. I want them to be in your head the whole time, Mr. Wood.
Kate Upton, stop with the double rods, okay? Over
stop.
There. He's double rodding everybody.
That's good.
No, we bring it. No, we cheated. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's fine.
That's fine. Bring
can
it.
Can you imagine
bring the
having
smoke? Bring the heat.
I'm serious. Can you imagine having to get through a day thinking that a team who continues to cheat, like, you're not going to be able to get through your day. And they don't even care. They don't even care, and they're still got the electric Band-Aids on. Bro, if they do, that's great. I
yeah,
don't care.
I don't care.
Beat us.
They won.
Beat us.
Yeah.
Cheat better than.
Oh, we cheated better.
Cheat better.
We cheated better than
cheat
you.
Cheat better. Yep. I guess 2022
is cheating.
How
about Crane
cheating?
Afterwards? Crane went to the, yeah, you know, after the game with Jason Stark, in that article that I was reading earlier, Crane was like, yeah, you know, a lot of teams were doing it, right? And, oh, here's what Crane said. And you know, could you say there were only two guys that took steroids back in the day? Or just one team that stole signs? I don't know. That's your decision. Jim Crane, nicely done, sir. Nicely done. Bring it. We cheated. We continue to cheat. We love to cheat.
Like people,
and we win.
Here's my favorite thing is people are starting to get really frustrated because they're realizing Astros fans lean into it and they don't get shook by it. And so they're cheating. Yeah.
We cheated.
What else? What else?
No.
Doesn't that
– Oh, that,
do
no,
you
no.
feel like
yeah,
–
He was like flustered.
He thought he was going to invalidate the way we feel about it. Bro, this is like – we've already gone through our there's nothing you can say.
No.
They're not cheating now. You can say they thought they – we don't care if you think they are.
Oh, well, the bat.
Astros won.
With Maldonado's bat. That's what he's talking about.
No, he's talking about with
– Oh, Fromber.
The glove.
Yeah,
Fromber's glove.
Well,
good.
He's also talking
Fromber
about Maldonado's bat.
Good. That's that too. Go look at the 2021 Dodgers who had four players who used Jose Pujols' bat. Four players.
Yeah.
That already is out there. So,
well, but it was a safety thing, not a performance thing.
I don't
Goodness gracious.
I don't care.
And Pujols still uses his bat.
If you think
because he was grandfathered in.
If you think they cheated, it doesn't hurt my feelings. Think they cheat, I don't care.
Don't
no
care.
One needs you to
You are a hater.
Stand. Everyone's going to a parade, and you're going to be crying about the Astros are cheating. And I hope they did cheat you.
Yeah.
I hope they did.
Yes. I hope
you it will make it
I hope
sweeter.
You cheated on.
I want you to continue to feel like they're cheating.
Worse.
Cry
you know
what? Harder.
What are you if your wife is cheating on you? That's you. That's you.
No.
That's that guy.
Don't say that.
Okay,
that's
cuck.
That's an ugly word. Oh,
whatever.
What?
Okay.
Why do you have to say it?
What? Okay, cuck. You got cheated on. Oh, well.
No, he's just getting, well, I mean.
That's what you did. You got cheated on. Oh, well, guess what? Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
There are bathrooms inside Lyric.
And what? And you know what your wife is saying? What? I feel great about it.
Have you seen Jeremy Pena? That's what, I mean, you don't want your wife looking at Jeremy Pena too long.
Yeah.
Pretty ass.
Sorry,
gold
Mr.
Glove
Wood.
Winner.
Sorry, Mr. Wood.
There's
apparently you ain't Mr. Wood.
There's bathrooms.
You got cheated
enough.
On.
We already know where you're going with this. Why don't you just start literally saying something that's happened on YouPorn or something? There's bathrooms inside Lyric Store by Public Theater. Yeah. They're letting people go in there and use a bathroom.
Sit there and watch us cheat on you.
Between Prairie and Smith. He's not in a corner watching us cheat.
That's what he's
watching
doing.
Watching them cork the bats.
All right. All of you, do you want
to
call
speak.
In? All right. All you cucks, you want to call in? Go ahead.
You are a hater.
Go ahead.
I can't believe I do a show with him. Marty's going to be so pissed.
Who's next, Dave? Let's get Dave in here. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, what are you taking the guy's call for on a day like today? That's ridiculous. We should sick Mattress Mac on
his ass. We don't care. No, we don't care.
Yeah,
well.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, listen, down 2-1, three iconic victories in a row. Those games were unbelievable, 4, 5, and 6. I just, you know, full of memories. I got to say this. I'm coming in late today. You probably already talked about this, but we got to give credit to Jim Crane as an owner. I mean, he's a perfect owner. I love the way he handles things. I think he's really smart baseball guy. He kind of stays in the background. But all the decisions he makes, even the ones that kind of, you know, aggravate us as fans perhaps, you know, oh, should have signed Carlos. Don't let George get away. But you know, it's the right thing to do. They got guys coming up. They're extending. They're buying out these guys' arbitration years like Yordan. And it's a smart, it's the way you run a baseball team. He's just great. We're lucky to have him. And thank you, Jim Crane. And party on. See ya.
No, that, you
party
know,
on.
You know what? That is, it is really
true. It's
true.
Everyone else is wearing their Pay That Man shirt, and Jim Crane just said, cute shirt, and then just kept it rolling.
Listen, the way he's doing it, how smart he is.
Not emotional.
How he put it together. You know what? And just making all of the right moves, all the smart moves, the people that he's hired, you know, they come and go. But you know what? Good people come and go from great corporations as well. It's what happens when you hire great people.
People want to copy
people
what
want
you're
them.
Doing.
Yeah,
they want your
want
guys.
That's right. And everybody in Major League Baseball now is trying to copy the Astros because of the way that they've done it. Just continue to do it. Absolutely. Jim Crane has got to get as much if not more credit than anybody.
100%. And, you know, he's not emotional. He's got an idea. And if the fans don't like it, he's like, you know, they'll get over it. I've got to do what's best for my team, not what makes fans happiest at the time. And he's been right. Yep. I mean, he's been right. And Jim Crane is a non-emotional, baseball-oriented owner who got the smart analytics people in here to build it the right way. And he's continued to follow a process. He is not about emotion. He's about process. And it's been the reason why the Astros are this sustainable. This is extraordinarily rare in sports to be sustainable this long.
Yeah.
And to still have a window open. Like, you don't have Barkley. This isn't with Dream. You win a championship in 95 with Dream and with a Clyde, but you know that Dream is, you know, he's playing great basketball, but he's not far. He's on the he's probably closer on the downside of his career than the prime. And that's not the case for this Astros team. This Astros team, I mean, how can you do this for this many years in a row, six straight years, having this level of performance, and then have your – you say, okay, who are your five best players right now? Okay, I guess you'd say Verlander, Fromber, Javier, Yordan, and Tucker?
Yeah.
Okay. Then if we went six, Bregman, and we went – so that would be six. We'll stop at Bregman. Those are the six.
Did you mention Peña?
I'm not even mentioning Peña yet.
Okay.
So those are the six. Because in the regular season, Peña would not have been in that discussion.
No.
But he pulled himself there. So let's just say those six. Of those six, one of them is over 30 years old. One of them. That's it. You know, so that's an amazing opportunity to lock in with a great – okay, I forgot Altuve. So Altuve probably would have been in there too. The guy
hit 300.
And that's the other one. That's the second guy over 300. But I mean, second guy over 30. But the point's still the same. You've got a young core, young nucleus, and now Jeremy Peña next year is dead. Jeremy Peña is going to be who we all wanted Carlos to be. He's already becoming that.
Yep.
I mean, a World Series MVP and a Gold Glove winner already and didn't look like he had a care in the world in the postseason?
Unbelievable. All right, 713-780-3776, live at Cobos Q, where we're buying your Coors Lights.
Oh, look who's on hold from California.
Ooh, Eric Layden next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're buying your Coors Lights here today. Get over to Cobos Q, 2012 Rusk. Get downtown and be here at Cobos Q. We're broadcasting live all day, courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors. And that's no jab. That's no jab.
Site jab. Are we going to do site jab again? Because I'll tell you about great websites. I'm not afraid to tell you about the great websites at sitejab.com. That is a chance for you to get the very best website built on the planet. And site jab is going to do that for you by taking a look at what your issues are, what you want to promote, who you are, the business that you've done, the work, you know, that you've done, and they spotlight it for you in such a way that people can get to where they need to go very, very quickly on your website. No goofing around, no going from page to page, because you'll lose people that way. If you have too many click-throughs, too many pages you scroll through, it's going to really become a problem for you. So make sure that you have a company who understands the analytics and what it is that gets people to respond, because that's what they're great at. And they'll make sure that you get that response, turning eyes into business leads. It's sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Hey, time for me to talk about my bookie, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Matching half of your deposit. Did you hear Manny a little bit earlier talking about how they were giving away money? They just give the money away with the under-overs on number of strikeouts for pitchers, Astros pitchers. It was stupid. You could have made all kinds of money if you were smart like Manny. You can find bets like this all the time. And, I mean, they've got it's just tremendous. They've also got right now a tab called Money Bag, where you go there and they give stupid, ridiculous odds for you on different prop bets. And then you just put your money in and then you collect if you hit it, okay? What inning is the first home run going to be hit? Or who's going to score the first touchdown? Whatever the case may be, they've got ridiculous odds going on the money bag tag. Check it out for yourself. But they will match half of your initial deposit right now at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You got to put in the promo code, otherwise you're not going to get it. You're looking for a great way to win, bet, win, and get paid anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Cobos Q, where we're buying your Coors Lights today. Come on over. Let's go live right here at Cobos Q 2012 Rusk. Chartres and Rusk. All you got to do is get here and drink. Okay, come to the parade, hang out, and drink with us here at 975. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you're looking for a great place to pick up your officially licensed gear, jerseys, tees, caps, and more, academy.com. You can do it all online or get to one of their great locations. Eric Layden's joining us right now here on the show. Eric Layden, good friend of the show, actor. And he was here for game one. Let me ask you a question. Did you go to game two?
Well, John, you know that my priorities lie in the city of Houston. And just like I did in 2017 with the blindfold, and I put myself on the line for the organization, for the city, for the fans. Once again, I came down to game one. We took the L. And what I realized is that I am 0-4 when I am at a World Series game. So I did not go to two, and I did not take my tickets to six, and I stayed in California for the good of the organization, and there you go. We won ourselves another title.
Thank you. You're the jinx. That's what I was wondering.
Heroism. No, heroism.
Not every hero wears
a cape. Just some of us are – some heroes don't wear capes, guys, and right. You know that.
We know that.
That was huge that you stayed put where you were, and then it had to be – for Dodgers fans, I mean, what a nightmare of a year for Dodgers fans. They have this great team, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. They get beat by the Padres of all teams. They get beat by the Padres and then have to watch the Astros set, like, record after record after record, winning another title, and then have all these baseball writers write about what an incredible dynasty that we're in the midst of right now. Just got to be terrible for Dodger fans today.
Well, not only that, Lance, don't forget that Dodger fans, while they watch the Astros win painfully, they also get to see the hero with the absolute monster bomb, Yordan Alvarez, who they gave us for a bag of peanuts several years ago.
I forgot. They have to watch Yordan.
So not only did they watch us win, they watched us win with a guy that they could have in the blue and white.
Yeah, that hurts even more. How great was – you and I have talked off the air as well, but as a lifelong Astros fan, how great is it to see the Astros just be able to impose their will with pitching? I've never seen – and the Astros over the years as an Astros fan, there's been some good – you know, Mike Scott was at one point unhittable. You had you had Roger and Andy and Roy Oswalt, which was an incredible, you know, threesome there in 2004, 2005. But to watch a start to finish domination like the no hitter like Fromber and what he did, and it was led by, you know, it was followed up by the bullpen guys that did their job. I mean, just a legitimate case could have been made for Ryan Pressly as an MVP as well. Not to mention the job of Abreu did.
I think I texted you that. Yeah, I feel like I might have even texted you that right as the as the confetti was falling that you know, Pressly could easily be named the MVP or the bullpen as a whole. You know, people use hyperbole all the time, right? Oh, they're unhittable. No. This bullpen actually by the numbers was unhittable. This bullpen was, this is not hyperbole. They were unhittable. Now my 9-year-old Max is still upset. He thinks Dusty Baker mismanaged him. He was not happy that he kept bringing the same guys out in Abreu and Montero. He was looking for some Hunter Brown, Stanek, Stormy, loves Stanek. So they were looking for some other guys to contribute. Obviously Dusty, he pulled the right strings. But this bullpen's unhittable. This is a joke. And we have six, you know, arguably seven starting pitchers going into next year.
I love that you're raising your kid an Astro fan in California. He might not be that popular with the other kids, though.
We got a lot of Space City gear over here, fellas. A lot of Space City gear heading to school today.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure that's a good idea with those people?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Listen, we moved down to San Diego, so they're not going to get nice at school, not at the children's school. They'll, the Padre fans tip their cap. They get it. They know they're close. They're close. They're just not there yet. But man, speaking of the Padres, how good Musgrove, who just runs his yapper, you know, it feels so good to, you know, be able to just shove it in his face too. Cause he had no problems raising the trophy in 17, but he runs his yapper now and says it was a fake championship. So
yeah, that's,
I think for the fans, man, it's just so fun. It's so fun to be able to just not deal with any of that anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and I think that goes to, this World Series win. Yeah, they did it for Dusty, but also for the fans, because the fans who have followed and spent the money and been, you know, such huge fans of the Astros here during this run. Yeah, I mean, there's some every fandom in every city starts in a moment, unless you're an old, locked-in Chicago Bears or your Yankees or Dodgers or Red Sox. You've got some, you know, years and years and years and years of these old histories. But for Astros fans who are, you know, you won a title, and then over 2 years later, 3 years later, you find out that there was, you know, shenanigans going on. And it was that's a rough feeling for a lot of fans to win a title now. Not only does it validate for the Astros and for the five players, I guess, that were still on that, you know, on that 2017 roster, because only five of them remain. But for every Astros fan, it's like, you know what, now you really do. If you had any leftover feelings that was tainted at all in 17, you don't have to worry at all in 2022. It's a totally different.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that this changes? Do you think that with this title, Altuve and Bregman get better looks when it comes to talking about the Hall of Fame? I mean, Altuve is a Hall of Famer. Like, we don't need to – he's still playing baseball, but he is a – Hall of Famer. So, and I don't think I'm speaking biasly about, you know, as an Astro fan. The numbers are there. So, if his only title was tainted, you know, I feel like there's a lot of questions. With this one, do you think that nullifies it?
I don't know. I don't know that he helped himself all that much starting 0 for 25, if you want to know the truth. That's one thing. But the title.
You still remember that?
Yeah. Well,
I already forgot it.
No, but Hall of Fame voters ain't going to forget it. No,
as long as they remember when he went yard on.
I don't know
against
the
Yankees.
I don't know that. I don't know that he is going to be a lock. I don't think he's going to be a first ballot for sure, because voters will definitely hold it against
should
him.
Should be.
Should he? Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, get in.
Just like Roger Clemens is a Hall of Famer. Well, but is he in? The answer is no.
No. But you think Altuve will get in, don't you?
I do.
Baseball writers.
But I could see where
these aren't happen. These aren't Twitter voters. This isn't a Twitter poll. Baseball writers have all the information. They don't just work off of things that they read on Twitter somewhere on a Reddit page. They actually understand. They know that the report that came out showed that Altuve was not only was he not a ringleader, he was not a guy who was really involved with that at all. There were no such thing as buzzers. I do think that there will be enough to hold it against him. He won't be first ballot, but I don't think he's going to get the steroid treatment. I don't think so.
We'll see. We'll see. But I was worried about it. This title, though, to answer your question, Eric, definitely helps. Definitely helps.
Yeah, I think it helps too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it helps too. And though he did not perform, and he'd be the first to tell you, he had an unbelievable year. He performed great this year. So, you know, he obviously didn't perform in the playoffs, but listen, he could go 0-for-50. We still won a title.
That's it. You're right. No, you're right. Congratulations on your title, and just tell everybody out there in that stupid place that you live who the champs are. Okay, make sure they know who the champs are.
I will, dude. I'll wear the orange proud. Hey, you guys, be careful out there today. And John, try to keep it under you know, a Baker's dozen of Coors Lights. I know you get a little crazy today.
I'm Mr. Unlimited. Okay, that's what Coors Light. Why are you going to limit somebody like that? Stop it.
I'm worried about you, John. I'm worried about you. You guys have fun today. Celebrate hard.
All right, pal. Appreciate it. Eric Clayton right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And Kobo, Raul came up and he made a good point. Tell everybody, if you want a Coors Light here, make sure you tell them it's courtesy of John Granato. Okay? So if you're going to come here to Kobo's Q and drink
Unlimited.
Coors Lights, make sure that you tell Raul and the
Mr.
people and the staff here that it's courtesy of John Granato, because we want our listeners to enjoy it, not everybody who's drinking. Well, you know what? I don't care. I love the people drinking Coors Lights, and I don't mind buying. But I'm going to tell you this. When you come here to Cobos Q, make sure you tell them that it's courtesy of John Granato. I want that free Coors Light. 713-780-3776. We're going to bypass News of the Weird today because we got just too great a day.
Yeah.
We got to talk, finish it up strong with the parade. Paul Gallant is going to be next right here. Thanks to Academy
if he finds parking.
Us all out here. He can't find car.
Odds that we are still doing the show at 10:05.
How big? That could well be.
Right now, it's minus 10 both ways. It's even money.
Well,
we can't find parking right now.
We could sit on the patio like you sit on your patio.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patios. That's where I was for – I did my part. I was on my Texas Custom Patios patio for every game except one in the World Series. And that one was a winner, so you don't have to worry. I did my part. But being out there on the patio watching – you know, me and Sebastian were throwing a football in the yard, had the lights on, so I was watching the game. So in game six, it was we threw a baseball while the Astros were pitching and a football when the Astros were hitting. And then I'd stop and I'd go sit on my chair and then watch. We had the TV out there, the sound system. We turned it up. It's embedded in the gabled roof. It's an outdoor living space, and it's an outdoor fun area, and it's an outdoor kitchen. It's anything you need it to be. Texas Custom Patios truly turns your outdoor space into a phenomenal place to be throughout the year. And they can help you really add to your own personal enjoyment. You work hard. Don't you want to live your best life? Well, Texas Custom Patios, they're the ones that can help you do that. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. Look at the before and after shots, and let them work with you on building the outdoor space of your dreams. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back live at Cobos Q 2012 Rusk. Want you to come on over. Hey, how many of you have a Coors Light right now on me? Let's hear it. Everyone here is drinking Coors Lights at Cobos Q, and they're on me, baby. That's right. Coors Light, I love it. I just love it. I just can't tell you how happy, how proud I am of you guys drinking your Coors Lights, your free Coors Lights. And if you come to Cobos Q, it's on us, baby. Let's go. Get here. We're broadcasting live until 7 o'clock here tonight, live at Cobos Q, and it's all brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. You're looking for your official licensed gear. It's right here at Academy Sports.
People lined up while the game was on.
Well, the game was on.
Yeah.
People are in line for hours outside waiting for the gear to be officially out there for the people. So that is just awesome. That is just – I love that. That's how excited you are about getting your Astros gear. Get on down here downtown and hang out and just enjoy. How many people? What's the under-over?
Out here? I mean, I don't even know how to say 300,000. I don't know. It's a total guess.
More? Higher.
It'll be more?
Way more.
500,000? A million?
Close to a million.
It's going to be close to a million. What is our total population? Seven?
What was the last? The last parade was a million, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just under a million.
Just under a million. I think there's more people this time.
I think so too.
Plus, they let all the kids off.
Do they have a clicker? Because I'm going to call the fire marshal if it gets too crowded and try to get this thing working up. Yeah. Me and my daughter.
Citizens arrest.
We're going to have citizens arrest. I'd like to make a citizens arrest, sir. You're in violation of fire code. You're pissing all over a parking garage somewhere.
So are there going to be porta-potties out here or not?
They say there was. They're putting them out there now. You and John really have pool. They're doing porta-potties now. Like, yeah, it's probably in the
– No, it was probably
– Yeah, it's probably – Hey, I want RJ to play this. We got sound from – after the game, Jordan was talking to – Pedro Martinez. They were talking to Jordan after his big three-run home run on the broadcast. Here is Jordan discussing his three-run home run.
First of all, I'm going to say it in English. I want to ask him, what was his thought process after being hit and that busting fastball that Alvarado threw by him? What was the thought process after that because he just took that ball and kind of sent it to the Dominican or Cuba. So, yo quiero preguntarle, ¿cuál era el proceso mental que tú tenías? La última vez que te enfrentaste a Alvarado, te dio con una recta como a 98 millas. La segunda vez que viene aquí en este juego ahora, te pasa unas cuantas bolas y te pasó una cerca. Después de ese picheo, ¿qué estás pensando? ¿Te pusiste más agresivo? ¿Qué hiciste?
Te voy a ser honesto. Si me pusieron las cámaras o si viste las cámaras cuando traían Alvarado, yo ni siquiera fui a mirar el iPad de qué iba, qué lanzaba, ya sé lo que lanzaba. Sentí como una paz en ese momento, como que, ok, es ahora o nunca. Eso fue lo que, no sé, sentí cuando llegué a home play, sentí como que era el momento.
Said, I didn't even look at the iPad. As soon as I saw it was Alvarado, I just came out and there was a peace that came over me. There was a peace that came over me immediately, and I took that to the plate. I didn't even want to see the I didn't need the iPad.
Damn, you got all that?
Yeah.
So have you ever quit doing radio? Are you going to go into United Nations doing any type of
– No, I'm not
You're not going to?
No.
I think they'd love you there.
The United
very,
Nations?
Very diplomatic,
oh,
yeah.
Extremely.
Very diplomatic
nothing
guy.
Nothing says diploma like
nothing
me.
Nothing says – you mean diplomacy?
Oh, diploma.
Nothing diploma. Says a diploma.
Diploma like me. Diplomacy like me. No, nothing says that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, that's true.
How about that? And why look at an iPad? He's just going to bring gas.
Yeah.
All he's doing is going to throw gas at you.
And Alvarado said this. He said the reason that he hit it, and he hit it that well, it had no movement. None.
You hear what Roger
was 98 on a line.
Do you hear what Roger said? This is the way that baseball people think. He had already hit him once, so he knew he wasn't going to come inside because he didn't want to take a chance with hitting him again. So if you're the hitter, so Roger said, I knew he wasn't going to come inside because he had already hit him once.
Right.
And so if you're a baseball guy and you're thinking like that, then all of a sudden you can start looking middle. You can really look middle in to middle a little bit outside, and that's exactly where he got it. If you're going to miss a Yordan, you better be missing high. You better be high in the strike zone. He has a little trouble with high fastballs. But if you miss it in the middle, if you miss it low, you're in trouble. You miss it in the middle, you're in trouble. But, you know, I'm so happy because a little bit of a narrative was building up on Yordan through, you know, and it is what it is. The guy was not hitting in the World Series again, and it was beginning to be a little bit of a concern. But when you end the World Series with that type of towering shot, I don't care what – Jose Altuve, I don't care about he started off 0 for 27 or whatever. He had over 300 in a World Series.
Yeah.
He was scoring runs. Like, Jose Altuve was great, so the other stuff doesn't matter to me. But making sure that Justin Verlander got a win, that was a really big deal, I think.
Absolutely.
For his career because it got that huge monkey off his back. I mean, it's just you cannot understate it.
Yeah.
I think it was absolutely huge. So, you know, and for me, I've seen responses. Oh, get that crybaby off there. To me, Astros fans should absolutely lean into it because it doesn't change. You can't. You're not talking
about the guy who called earlier.
Yeah,
he was talking about cheating.
No one is going to be able to take the championships away from the Astros.
Love it that you're thinking about us sitting in the corner watching us while we're cheating. Okay.
Stop.
I love that. I love that. Keep sitting in the corner.
Unlimited
keep
World
in the corner
Series
watching us
appearances.
Cheat. Paul Gallant is up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey,
Paul.
Raul, thank you. We appreciate it so much. That's our guy. Get on over here to Cobos Q. Coors Lights are on me. Thank you, Academy Sports and Outdoors, for what you've done for us as well. Coors Light, thank you as well.
RJ.
And thank you all you guys that have come here and will come here after the parade. Come over here to Cobos Q after the parade.
Soccer clap running off the field. Soccer clap coming off the field.
And we leave you with this classic.
That sounds pretty nice. A lot of them were saying F you to me last night. I was walking out, so I turned around and said, your mama.
What you say about my mama?
Your mama.
Who is this?
Your mama.
Your mama.
What you say about my mama? Break yourself.
Your mama.
Hit and run, yeah, they're ready. Call aboard, cause it's time for the game. Our destination is clear, and you can tell when we cheer.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.